to help me make it through when I'm not there with you. And you don't understand why it's driving me crazy. And you don't give a damn at all. The boundaries become down wondering what you might be up to. I thought I'd pay my dues when I'm not there with you. You see, there's nothing wrong at all while I just climb the walls. When I'm not anywhere with you, when I'm not there with you, when I'm not there with you.
Hey now.
Looks good to me.
We just got into Dabby Road, sat right down, hit record.
Yeah.
Seamless, well-oiled machine.
This is the Nice Price Podcast, episode 40-something.
We haven't been here for an hour trying to figure out how to work the software.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This is episode 41. We know exactly what we're doing.
It was Phil Spector-ish. Nope, that's not what I want to go with.
Wall of sound.
Let's go with
reverse.
Someone... Yeah, back up. Who's more considered like a studio whiz that isn't a murderer?
I got to take a studio whiz right about now after all this. I don't know.
Either
episode
way,
41.
It was, you know that thing about like how if you give three monkeys a typewriter, they'll eventually write Shakespeare or whatever?
Yeah, sure.
If you let the three of us into this room and then Nathan calls us and tells us how to do it, eventually we'll get this episode to record.
Also, fuck Shakespeare.
Hard pass.
Not my thing.
Don't get it even at all. Sam? Oh, hey. I'm Enoch. This is the Nice Price Podcast, as usual. RIP Ali B. Condolences to friends and family. Joined not by our usual. What is it? Who are you?
Huh?
That was Matt. He's doing good. And our special guest this week, Sam.
Hey, man.
What do you want us to call you?
Sam's fine.
Sam's fine?
Yeah.
Well, partially because, one, you have an alternate name, which we'll get into in a moment. And
sure.
Then number two is that you also have, you're blessed with one of those first name, last name kind of names.
Sure.
I can see people calling you by both, like, at once. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one's going to call me by my first name and last name.
I am in the two name zone.
I was going to say, you're a two name guy.
I was just going to say, like, Matt Stone, like, that just rolls.
It's phone, actually.
Yeah.
But yes. Anyway, I heard you on another podcast earlier today.
Me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I was on the Let's Review Everything podcast with Blake and Amos. I did sports. What'd you think about it? Be honest.
I listened to about a third of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
sounds about right.
It's one of the best ones of their show, I think.
Huh.
How it flowed and how everyone had, like, the way the conversation flowed and everyone had a response to everything, even if they didn't care about sports. Even Amos doesn't give a fuck about
even
sports.
Even Amos.
I just know that he doesn't, he could care less, but he It just flowed together nicely.
Well, that's a big shout out to Blake then, because we were there for, I had a wet brain. I was like super lit. I showed up like Pedialyte in hand. And I was hey fellas, this might be a rough one.
It's been a Pedialyte weekend.
And then I spoke nonstop for 3.5 hours, and Blake edited it down to what I thought was a very good episode. So yeah, check it out. Let's Review Everything podcast.
Podultery.
Hosted by Blake and that piece of shit Walt Baines' boy.
Oh, Walt Baines' boy, real dirtbag. Bethany, North Carolina's worst. Sam.
Yeah.
How might someone know you besides right now being on this podcast?
Well, on Sundays, 4 o'clock, I am on WKNC, just across the street over here. Mm-hmm. And I do a show called Both Kinds Radio.
And the Both Kinds are rap and rock, correct?
That's right, rap and rock. If I can get them both in the same song, that's
even better.
Preferable.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's classic country and western swing.
For those who may not be initiated and not know the very good joke that is the name of of your show being called Both Kinds, it is the, we play both kinds of music, country and western.
Blues Brothers, quote. Yeah. Yes.
And it is a real, like, I truly believe this, not just because you're here, it's a treat, a regional treat.
Oh.
It is like a really good there block are, of radio.
Yeah, it's great. And there's a lot of places that don't have it and wish they did, I'll say. And are we allowed to ask, do you want it to be, have you thought, what do you?
I like where this is going.
I think you know where I'm going, right? Like the idea of it being a more, not on just NC State, not that it's just NC State radio, but like an internet thing or a podcast thing or a, inside your own mind even?
There's been some feelers put out in the past. I feel like right now with my lifestyle, mm-hmm. with the young kids and stuff like that, this is good.
Yeah.
But, I'm not going to stop. And if I could do more, I would love to do more.
Okay. Well, and then we're going to get into more later about Both Kinds Radio and Nice Price Books and how they're going to interact, at a music festival this upcoming
100. Yep.
Month. But, not everybody knows about country music. Not everybody likes country music. Or a lot of people, I should say.
Or they think they don't.
Exactly. Correct. Everybody does like country music in their heart. They just don't know it. But when I tell them about the show, the thing I often use as a hook for the uninitiated is the cell block.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that is a thing that is intriguing to anyone.
It's great.
So explain the cell block for our listeners.
So I got a really detailed letter about this a couple years back that was fascinating and, frankly, a little emotional, but... the show goes out from NC State. We have a 10,000-watt tower, which is pretty big for a college station.
How many watts we got right now? Matt, what are we working on?
What are we watting at?
Oh, man, so many watts.
I would guess either... I'm going to guess...
You wouldn't believe the amount of watts.
There's two numbers I'm going to guess how many watts it is.
It's either 69 or 420.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so y'all get 10,000. That's a lot.
Yeah, so... There's a couple area prisons. There's Central Prison, which is right over here on Western Boulevard.
Correct.
There's the Women's Correctional Facility... and then there's a couple other ones that check in now and again. And sometimes I'm not really sure how they heard about me.
What's the one on that, like, you used to see? Is it on 70 or whatever going out towards, going east?
What is what?
What's the,
I
what
the first part
correctional
of the
facility is that? And are they able to get the show?
They probably are. Our footprint is pretty big, like almost all the way up to the Virginia border, you know.
When I was a kid, we would go out to see my grandparents in Kinston, and my mom was driving. And they have barbed wire, obviously, but they also had the basketball court was on the roadside, so you could see it.
Okay.
And I remember being like, Mom, I want to go there. They're playing basketball. I love basketball.
Ballin'.
And my mom would say,
these guys look cool.
And she, they did. And she would say, and she told me that's where the bad boys live.
Bad boys.
And we're going to King's Barbecue instead.
And it happened almost every time. I'd be like, oh, she's like, that's what the, you know where he lives there? I'm like, yeah, Mom, bad boys live there.
Yeah, Will Smith, Martin Lawrence.
Now, I didn't understand.
But
about
Mom, I want to be a bad boy.
And also, I didn't understand the system of oppression in America. So at the time, they all seemed like they were probably just bad boys.
Right.
Little did I know they're actually probably just normal people who had some bad things happen. But hey.
But yeah, so pretty much as soon as I started the show back in, I want to say 2008.
Wait, so this could be your 10-year anniversary and you don't know it?
I don't know. No, I honestly don't know. I probably should. It's
you should
probably
something
look I should
that
look
one into. Up. Okay, hey, actually, you know what? Find out, and that way the event can be your like 10-year anniversary party.
This is true.
we'll tack that on.
I'll piggyback right on top of it.
Yeah, there you go.
But I would get these letters from inmates that could hear the show, and they would make requests. And I'm not the only one. There's, you know, Friday Night Request Rock on WKNC is huge. They've been doing that for years. That's all metal.
Chainsaw rock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they check in on a couple of their shows. They're not big indie rock fans. They don't get a lot of letters from there. But
but bad boys don't like indie
bad
rock.
Bad boys don't like it. But but the classic country definitely scratches an itch, and the requests are always good. And I usually try to wrap up the show and just play like three or four songs that were requested by them. And just every week I would get a letter, or now I get mostly phone calls. So you pick up the phone and it says, this is a prepaid call from Rally Central. You know,
yeah.
Push 5 to accept. And it's kind of surreal, but cool.
Are you able to develop a rapport with them or no? Like, do you have enough time to actually chat it up and say like, hey, thank you so much for listening? Or like, how does it even?
Sure. It's brief. I've written letters back to some of the folks. And like I said, the requests are great. I did have to make a change when it first started, because when they send the letters, they have to put their prisoner number in the return address.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, well, I can look them up online and, like, see why they're in prison.
Maybe a mistake.
And then I stopped doing that.
Yeah. So, yeah, it turns out some of them are bad boys, I guess.
Yeah, some of them are bad boys. Yeah, bad boys too. Yeah, didn't want to do that anymore. But it's just, it's about the music. That the relationship is based on the music, and it's a cool way to end the show, I think.
I think it's a good way of speaking to the heart of country music without romanticizing too much and without getting into the sort of, like, sure, these are people who have not a lot of options, and like, I maybe only get to request one song,
yeah,
and I only get one thing to listen to. I don't have a ton, and like, this is the kind of music that speaks to someone who's in a not ideal situation, and it says something about the actual,
yeah, and
why the tunes speak to people in general.
And that's the point that keeps coming up over and over again, is like, they always say the same thing, like, we have so little that like can give us a little bit of joy.
Yeah.
And waiting around for Sunday from 4 to 6, like that's their joy.
Yeah.
And like they can buy these little, like that letter I've mentioned, they buy these little tiny radios with earbuds with you know, their prison, you know, the money or whatever the script is or whatever that they are able to get. And I just, the guy in the letter like described just wandering around the yard listening to the show, and it was like, it like gave me chills. Like, it was like,
yeah,
very,
I got goosebumps right now.
It makes the little show that I do, that I, you know, if I miss it because we're going on vacation or something like that, I don't think twice about it. But like now it's like, all right, well, we better have somebody else covering your shift because they're looking, you know,
there's people who
it's
want
to become
this.
A thing.
It's, yeah, become a thing. So,
yeah, that's how we are with this podcast. We have, we get some letters every now and,
yeah,
then. I will say nothing quite on that level of interest.
Mostly just our friends being smartasses and reviewing us on iTunes.
Yeah, yeah. Or even
Dr.
worse,
Night Moves
texting me with mm-hmm. like direct snide remarks, or like, should have said this. That sounded bad. I'm like, cool.
Got it.
Thanks. Sim's got people that are living and dying by his show.
Yeah.
My friends are like, every now and then text me, oh, whatever, I'm not getting into it.
Yeah.
Our enemies, but
our enemies.
But that is awesome. And I also, a weird crossover is, I remember we were looking for to stock cassette tape players at Nice Price, because mm-hmm. there's not a lot of new ones being made, and Walkman particularly have gone crazy expensive on eBay. They're like,
oh really?
People are trying to get like $80 for a Walkman.
Damn.
Now, because it's preposterous. But there's one company that still makes them, and okay. they are entirely see-through and clear. Per prison rules, they're made
Ooh,
with the
okay.
prison population in mind, because you can't send in like an all-black Walkman
okay.
to a prisoner
right.
because they'll tear it to shreds
or, yeah.
looking for something. So what they do yeah. is they send in this entirely clear one.
Like a fat doink?
Perhaps a fat doink, or a fat shiv, perhaps. Maybe, as like in the movies, it's a file to saw the bars down.
Yeah.
Doesn't say what you're going to do once you get those bars down, but hey, that's movies. yeah, so they, and I remember reading the reviews on Amazon, and
yeah.
it was a split of the world. It was 1-star reviews from young people who like tapes and thought that they sounded not very good and thought that it was a junky item.
Right.
And 5-star reviews from persons sending them to prisoners or prisoners who had received them
prisoners.
Saying, oh, this one got through and I was able to use it. And then
wow.
one started people were like, hey, it doesn't sound that good. And like the button fell off and like, it's kind of junky. And I was like, oh, this is a,
yeah,
two different uses for
wow.
this item. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's wild, but yeah, it's the Cell Block is awesome, and that's the, like I said, that's the thing I use to try to get people into the show, because even if you don't like country music, that is such a neat human interest thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That like you can empathize with like.
Yeah, it's interesting. If you find our Facebook page, I scanned actually that letter I referenced. It's like 4 pages, and he just breaks it all down about like how like what it means to him and like how they actually could. Are able to listen to it and like all this. It was really, really interesting.
Do they ever request anything surprisingly modern?
I do get that now and again. In fact, one of the first guys, and he's still every single week. I get a phone call from John, and we call him John of John and Mike from the Row, meaning Death Row fame.
Wow!
So he's been around for the whole time, And we had a good 6-month battle where he wanted me to play Take It Easy by the Eagles. He would write it every week. And I was like, I was like, John, I love you, man. Like,
I know that the state of North Carolina wants to kill you.
Yeah,
I gotta do now for that fucking request. Yeah.
And I'm like, well, he's not gonna get out, so like, I can just like stonewall this for a long time.
Wow.
But then, like, he just kept going and going and going. Mean, so, you know,
I vibe with that.
Yeah. But I ended up throwing him the bone and played it, and so that made him happy. And I was just like, this is the only time. You're only the only time you're gonna Take It Easy. I'm on Fans Radio.
So. What a crazy world. Yeah. How was work? Ah, this fucking guy on death row won't stop requesting the Eagles.
Right. Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Well, cool. Well, yeah. So 4 to 6 every Sunday, correct?
That's right.
Both Kinds Radio, 88.1. Right.
And when I'm unavailable, if I got like a family thing or going on, something like that.
You used to play Kenny Chesney's Greatest Hits.
That's
right.
Just put it on repeat. My good friend Benny Mac comes up and takes the wheel and does a fantastic job. So shout out Benny Mac.
I'm also friends with Benny Mac. Shout out to Benny Mac. And his brother, I believe, was in this space before us today.
Weird.
His brother is the drummer. It doesn't matter who. Tommy Mac? What do we call him?
Tommy Mac.
Tommy Mac.
Mac and me.
So I'm going to switch a little bit from Both Kinds, which we'll get back to in a minute. Like I said earlier, I think this episode we're gonna veer away from our Matt usually does this sort of Robert Christgau, David Frick style record review segment. That's not what you said. You said you wanted to be Anthony Fantano Jr.
The fuck is that?
He's the hardest working something.
I don't even get the joke.
That's that internet YouTube record review guy. Your favorite?
The bald guy with glasses.
Him. Yes.
What is it called?
Larry David.
No, what is this show called?
Different Ball Guy with Glasses. Oh, I can't recall right now.
I'm not trying to sound too cool by not knowing it. I really can't think of the
name. No, it's him, and he's got the little green screen where he puts the record
cover.
It's
on the front page of YouTube every fucking day.
And he does this thing where he says it's this grinding, tearing riffs, these jagged edged. He does these sort of similar things over
right.
and
over
again. I'm saying you're him.
I usually do that, yes.
Yes, grinding, but this time...
Grinding and tearing.
With the grinding and the tearing and the ripping.
Hoagies and grinders. We're going to go instead into an event. For this hopscotch, we're going to return to Wristband City, we being Nice Price Books and Records. We're going to be helping with a pop-up store, Popping Corn pop-up store. It's going to be...
people love a pop-up.
The Nice Price Books, or Merge Records and Nice Price Books and Records present Record Scotch. This will be the second year we've done this. Not second in a row, but second year. We're going to be in Wristband City somewhere. There's going to be a big bunch of little areas set out for us, and there's going to be us and Merge Records and All Day Records and Carolina Soul Records and Sorry State Records and Record Crate Records.
Damn.
And we're going to have some tables out there with some records for sale, obviously. We are going to be building a very cool, as yet undisclosed, because I want to have the big reveal for the photo booth that I'm making. It's going to be cool. It's a little bit... what do you call something that's really hard as shit to make? What do you call that? What is that in
challenging?
Yeah, but like it's something.
I don't fucking.
It's hard as hell, man. It's gonna be wild. But my sister, shout out to Jennifer, she's gonna be helping me make that a reality. And for more importantly, is they're gonna be streaming some Merge artists DJing on WUNC Music and also live down there.
Oh, cool.
So there'll be a couple members of Ought are gonna be DJing. Some members, perhaps the lead singer of, I think some people pronounce it Waxahachie.
I prefer it Wahahachie.
Wahahachie. So Wahahachie will be down there. Alt's going to be down there. Maybe more. And most importantly of all the things, forget the records, don't even buy any of those stupid things. We, being the Nice Price Podcast, are going to do a live taping of an episode down there in Wristband City.
Hot damn.
So at least Matt and I, Ali B, who's likely going to be working at Neptune's the entire festival, is probably going to miss some of that. But we're going to be down there. We're going to have...
And also, keep your ears peeled for guests. There might be some guests.
Depending on how offensive they find the Wahahachie joke, I'm going to try to get some of those people on the pod. And then some of the other performers, we got a line in on a couple people who are going to try to get them to swing by. They're going to check in. They're going to be miserable. And they're going to walk up and we're going to say, so who are your influences? And they're going to spit in our faces and leave. It'll be fun. Matt, for real though, are you going to... If let's say we get someone from Waxahachie.
Okay.
Are you
What's
gonna,
the next question?
Are you going to get to the joke and tell them the Wahaha joke?
It'll come up.
Your catchphrase.
I don't know how.
You're going to make it happen?
But if we confirm that, I will 100% try to work that in.
Are you going
to
play it straight, man? Be like, hey, we've got Bob here from Wahahachi.
Yes. I don't care. I don't like that. I don't like that band enough to where it would be intimidating to me. Like, they're a band that I know people like, but I don't know enough about them.
The new EP is fire.
Yeah. I'm not saying I don't like them. I'm saying I don't know enough about them. So they were, I would not feel weird.
To squash the joke, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I would just drop, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
If it was someone I like, it was one of my favorite bands, I would maybe be a little intimidated, but I'm unaware of them enough to where I don't really care.
Hang on now.
Pour me something tall and strong, make it a Miller Lite so I don't feel uptight. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 everywhere. Hey, dudes, how's it going with that Miller Lite?
It's fine and dandy, Kev. I mean, it's 5:00 everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that is what you always say.
Sure does.
There's that song you love. So we're going to be down there.
If it was like Ian Sinonius from Escapism, I wouldn't crack wise on his band name.
So when you say it, do you also mix in like a head like moo, like
Wahahachi? Like,
yeah. I know this is a pod. So
it started with Aha Abraha.
It started with Axis Abraxas, which sounds just as silly as the fucking one we made up. No offense to that band, great band, but
really, and there was a while they were playing like every other week in Raleigh, and I think we made a joke about the Carlos Santana record.
Yeah, or something.
And I think Abrajas is what started it.
We think it's funny to pronounce X's as H's.
Yeah, cut
and
to the
And I
to
told
man.
The fucking merch guy, I was like, we jokingly call your band Aha Abraha instead of Axis Abraxas. And he was like, you wouldn't believe this, but I used to be in a band called Aloha Broha.
You're right. I wouldn't believe that. we're gonna be down there in Wristband City. The pop up shop will have records down there every single day of the festival. The actual taping will be on Friday. The actual merge records DJ stuff will be on Friday. The photo booth will be there the whole time. The records will be there the whole time. And we're also doing the thing we did last time, which I thought was very helpful. And if people want to take advantage of it, they should, which is if you buy a record from anybody who's down there, we have a little cubby area where we keep things for you, so you don't have to drag it around all day.
Oh, that's dope.
So we'll hold it for you till Sunday, or worst case, we'll just take it all to the store and
you
can pick it up.
But if you don't come by Sunday, we're fucking taking them.
That's nope, right. Not what he said. Opposite. I'm going to take it to the store and you can come pick it up there from us. So that way, if you're
I'll
out and about,
I'll be scratching them at a DJ you don't set have later to.
Yeah, so we'll have that, and we'll have some stuff, and it'll be a good fun time, and you can go there and listen to Aught DJ and hear them then talk to us awkwardly as we ask them why they played the songs they played. And then when Matt tries to like be cool with them, like, oh, I'm a DJ too. I DJ. And then they're like, oh, Jesus Christ, this guy.
We agreed to this. Why?
Yeah, why? How do we do this?
He told us we had to. I'll be DJing on Saturday at Capital Club 16 on Martin Street. Me, Tyler Wolf, Brian Cruz, probably Josh from Paint Fumes. Brian. We're going to do some rock blocks at Capital Club.
Rock and roll, block and roll. So that is the Wristband City event that we're going to be doing for this year's Hopscotch.
It's tight.
Big shout out to Hopscotch for saying, yeah, that sounds like a good idea, and we'll try and make sure there's some space for you, because they could have told us to get bent, and they didn't, and that was very cool. And then shout out to Cecile and Dave at and Mike at Merge Records, who helped do a lot of the actual making it happen, if you will, because I'm an ideas man, but I'm not much of a...
Is that what you are?
That's what I think I am. What I actually am is probably not much.
Well, moving along.
So that's that. But now what we're going to do is we're going to take a break real quick. We're going to play a country and Western music song, mm-hmm. From an artist that we're going to hear more about from an upcoming event that we're going to hear more about after the break of this country song. Are we going to do... Let's do the Blue Cactus. You said they got a new single.
Yeah, hot new single.
Piping hot, scalding hot new single. Yep. Blisters on your fingers.
It's called Radio Man.
Blisters on your fingies.
Got a couple of blisties. Sorry, you said Radio Man?
Radio Man, yeah.
Is it about you, Sam?
It was really weird. I listened to it on the way over here, and I was like, saw there was a new track, and I was like, this is going to come up on the pod, isn't it?
Yes, it will. So the song Radio Man about Sam is by Blue Cactus. It is playing in 10 seconds. You'll hear it and love it, and then we'll be back to talk some more. Bye.
Thought I heard you in the steady calling out my name. The waves and waves of the fuzzy astral plane. First I couldn't see you, then I closed my eyes, rolled the dial, turned you up, tuned in. Radio Man, right on time. Radio Man, leave the world behind. Searching every station for a single play rotation, calling in the current
man, right on time.
And we're back.
Hey now.
That was Blue Cactus. Piping hot. Blisties on the fingies.
Someone say the bluest of cactuses. Cacti, excuse me.
Didn't they open for Dylan Earl once?
What a segue, Matt. The segue master.
I went on a first date with a segue
tour
guy.
You dated a segue artist. and I remember because I thought you went on a segue date.
Nope.
That I was thought you her, were like...
That's just how she paid the bills.
Is that an app? Segway?
Well,
Segway dating?
I thought that they were like riding side by side, checking out the historic homes of downtown Raleigh. Instead, it was just what she did for a living. Mm-hmm. And how was the second date?
There wasn't one.
Oh, wow. She stiffed you hard.
Yeah.
Oop, not what I meant to say. But anyway.
And Blue Cactus is actually on the proper hopscotch bill.
They are. And for... We'll get to this later.
Okay.
Put a pin in that.
Pin.
That being your eye. So... Matt said Blue Cactus opened for Dylan Earl. They did. Some of our enemies listeners might remember that we did a live at Nice Price tape with Dylan Earl. It turned out fantastic. And when we did that tape release show at King's, Blue Cactus opened. And they were great. And earlier this year, friend of the pod from Person Street.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice out here.
Hey, hit me Hell with yeah. that.
I'll take two.
You got to hit me with one of those.
Give me three.
Best patio in Raleigh.
Second that.
Quarters for the pool table.
Coming at you live.
Local dress?
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Bye, everyone.
Hey.
Mix sounded right.
Woo. Dang.
Woo.
Beer's good.
Work out.
There's that other song you love. Walker from Person Street contacted us at Nice Price and said, hey, we're going to do our day show. Do y'all want to help out and do anything? And I said, Walker, I got no money. I got no time. But I would love to help out if none of those things are an obstacle.
Sorry, I just need money and time. Bye.
No, and he was like, hey, man, I'm just looking to put on a good show. If you knew anybody, you think it would be great. And so we started talking. And honest to God, Walker texted me about whether we want to do a day show. And I think the next day, Dylan Earl texted me like, hey, think about coming for Hopscotch. You know of any day shows? And I was like, I'll be damned. This Synergy. Is perfect.
What a nice fellow that guy is. He hit me up recently about like barbecue. He was like, "Yo, I need some good barbecue. Take me to this." I was in Richmond, Virginia, but I was like, "Well, this place isn't here." But I don't know. Just a nice guy.
Which one are we talking about here?
Dylan Earl.
Okay, making sure. Yeah, nice as shit. And so they're coming back to town, which I'm always excited to see. They're one of the best.
Played last year.
Yes, absolutely.
The official.
Yep. And they played a day show last year too. That was also great. And Dylan wore his Arkansas football cutoff tank, which I think he also wore the time he ended up on ESPN.
Spicy.
Holding up a sign that said, hashtag, that's just Arkansas football, which is it was his tour hashtag for a while. And he was at an Arkansas game, and he ended up on ESPN holding the sign up. So I connected Dylan and Walker, and he was already in contact with you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This ain't your daddy's day show, baby. We got this. Both Cons Radio, Nice Price Books and Records, Person Street Bar, and it happened to be some of the artists that we all were thinking about.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Go very well together in this country music world that we live in. So Sam, who's opening the situation? You may not know the order, or do you?
Oh, I do.
Oh, who's opening?
I do. I believe that I'm opening. The day party's gonna go from 12. To, I believe, 6. The first act goes on at 1, so if you get down there early, I will be sweating in the parking lot and playing country records.
And what day? Oh, I forgot to say what day it is.
Oh, sure. It is Saturday, the 8th of September.
So that is the prime...
Last day of Hopscotch.
Best day show day, because that's the day when nobody had to like go into work of any kind.
100%.
And I'm going to figure out a way to be there.
People... really come out to that Person Street one too, because you think it could be iffy because it's like just out of downtown,
yeah.
Sort of.
Yep.
So there's not foot traffic, but
there's bird traffic. Dinwiddie's
played last year, and it was fucking bananas.
Yeah.
Oh well, don't get me started on birds,
dude.
I love a bird.
My wife Leah. The reason I get to do the radio show because she watches the kids. She's in orthopedics, and she said, "I'm just
brag.
Waiting. Yeah, I know. I'll just come in with it. She said there's going to be so many bird-related orthopedic injuries on Hopscotch.
Yeah.
And she's off the entire weekend. So
good for her.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, just people tweeting at Bird. Ran over and lost a big toe.
Yeah.
Help find.
I'll be up there spinning records to get started. And then the first band goes on at 1, and that is Pale Horse.
Which is friend of the store. Probably hadn't listened to the pod. He ought to, though. Eddie Taylor, correct?
Yes, absolutely. That's his new project. I'm excited. I have not heard them perform yet. Very, very excited to see them crack the thing.
He moved out to Nash County, my neck of the woods. So.
Yeah, he did. I saw him. So here's what's funny. So the Dwight Yoakam concert happened last week.
Oh, God?
Himself. Ja himself comes into Raleigh. I bought a ticket. I waited late. I wasn't sure I was going to get the VIP, and then I didn't want to do it. And then they sold out, so I was like, it kind of took it out of my hands. And I was like, I wish I'd done it, but whatever. And then, anyway, I ended up getting a ticket. I just got a single ticket because one of the best seat I could get.
Mm-hmm.
Because all my friends flaked on me for the most part, and I was like, let me just go to this one show. And if I'm gonna go, like, if I had friends with me, I would have gone to the lawn. Who cares?
Sure.
But if I'm by myself, I'm gonna get a nice seat. So
you
I get
know
nice
what
seat.
Else is tight? Doing shit alone.
See,
I love it.
Yes.
We're very opposite on that. I cannot stand to be alone. I don't like doing. I mean, I like being in the restroom by myself. And
weirdo.
I'm trying to think what else I like doing by myself. That might be the end of it. But I go to sit down on my seat, and I'm like, excuse me, sorry. One, I got there a little bit late.
Knock someone's hat off along the way.
God, I did knock his hat off. I got there like 8:25. As I'm walking up, the security guy's like, Lucinda's on her second song. You just missed Steve. And I was like, it's fucking 8. I didn't. It's Red Hat. They got to shut down early because of the acoustics. Mm-hmm. So I missed Steve real completely somehow. I get there. I go down. I like wait till the end of a song so I can scooch in. It's still hard to get in there, but I scooch in, sit down. Who's right next to me? Eddie Taylor.
Yeah?
Yeah. Eddie's right next to me. Him Eddie and Taylor. Chip. From the Backsliders.
Oh, nice.
Right, sitting there, I was like, shit. Hey, yeah. How you doing, bud?
Well, friends.
Here's a question for you, Matt. How many Avenged Sevenfold t-shirts do you think I saw at the Dwight Yoakam concert?
69?
You would have thought zero, right? Two.
No. Well,
two?
Two.
More than one.
I thought you were going to say a lot.
No, two, but unrelated. So two separate Avenged Sevenfold t-shirts at the Dwight Yoakam concert. Yeah.
I mean... So, the Joko Loco came out. Went to Hot Topic along the way.
I saw Eddie there. He enjoyed it. He's from Kentucky, just like Dwight is.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, turned to me and said, "Man, he's just a Kentucky boy." At one point in time during the show, and we both multiple times during the show like turned to each other like, "This is a great song. I fucking love this song." At separate tunes, and it was a good show. Good to see Eddie, and I'm excited to see Pale Horse.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see that. And then you want me to just run through the lineup here, since I have it in front of me?
Let's do it, and we'll bounce any questions we got. So is it a full band thing, or is it just Eddie?
From my understanding, I think it's just a two-piece, I think. I could be completely wrong about that. Eddie, I'm sorry if I am, but because I haven't not seen them out perform yet.
Previously in another two-piece called The Loners.
The Loners.
They used to rock the shit out of Raleigh.
Absolutely.
With Nice Price alumni Chris Jones.
Still got my vinyl that I bought at Nice Price. So yeah, man. Record. So, yeah.
Pinball wizard Chris Jones. I used to hear stories about when they would go on tour, if he would be in New York, and he would have, like, this list of bars that he had the number one score on the pinball machine at those bars.
Whoa.
Damn.
He's also an electricity wizard. He's fixed the PA here at Dabby Road multiple times and is kind of just an all-around whiz. Shout out to Chris Jones.
But back to something unrelated to Chris Jones.
Shout out to the Wiz.
Whoopsie dipsy.
But yeah, and then coming up after that is going to be a husband and wife duo called Chatham Rabbits. Who was new to me when Walker told me they were going to be on the bill.
How do you find them? Do you know?
I don't know. He just sent me the bill. I helped him out with hooking him up with the artist we'll talk about here in a few.
Mm-hmm.
But he reached out to a bunch of folks and said, what do you think about these? I was like, that sounds amazing. I think that the woman plays banjo, and then her husband plays guitar, I believe. And it's kind of like a folk country thing. And I'm excited to check that out as well.
Cool. So, yeah, we'll check... This is exciting now.
Yeah.
A whole new thing to see.
Yeah.
So that's at 2 o'clock, you said?
That'll be 2 o'clock, yep. And between bands, I'll be jumping back up there, kind of emceeing, letting people know what's going on, and playing more country music.
And you'll probably take a restroom break. When are you going to go? When are you going to do that?
I mean, I probably won't. I got one of those things that you get like truck stops. So
the little bladder?
The Lady J, I think they call it. I'll pop down behind the table and, you know.
Take a wee-wee.
Take a wee-wee. Take a whiz.
You're gonna play tunes in between. You said
Some tunes in between.
And this takes place in the this will be in the outdoor.
It'll be in front of the bar.
It'll be what would be the, like, if you're looking at the front door of Person Street, it'll be the right side of the parking lot.
Correct. Yeah.
And then it'll be facing whatever that side street is.
Yeah, and if it's the same setup as years past, it'll be, you can kind of enter near where Yellow Dog Bread is, yeah, right there, and you'll check your ID. It's sponsored by Sierra Nevada and Tecate. And,
nice.
The Transatlantic Wine and Spirits of North Carolina. And the best thing about that is that all the proceeds from beer sales at this day party are going to go to the Committee for Refugees and Immigrants.
So that was the big thing also about the Person Street Day Show in general that always rules.
Yes.
Is that every year they throw this party as a fundraiser for a different charity, and it's a full blowout. They pay the bands, they pay the performers, they pay everyone who's doing it out of pocket. And then all the money that comes in, they don't keep, and they send that out too.
It's tremendous. It's just
a full on. We're gonna pay money, fair money to get.
We're
these
not
people
making
to come
anything
play.
Off.
We're not making anything.
Yeah, yeah.
We're losing shit.
Yeah.
We're losing money, and we're gonna give the money that we do make to someone else.
Absolutely.
And we're gonna pay money to attract people to help you donate as well, so you feel good about yourself as well. So it's a super rad thing that Walker and them do. And I guess we got to shout out Dylan, who was a nominee for Best Barback previously on the Nice Price podcast also. and his name, that's D-Y-L-A-N, Dylan from Person Street Bar.
Got drunker than hell off margaritas here.
All right, so that was 2 o'clock. Who is 3 o'clock?
So 3 o'clock will be the aforementioned Blue Cactus.
Yes.
Which is going to be super sick. Like I said, we played the track from them earlier. That's awesome. Love that new song.
Really, they live... vocally, like, not untouchable, but like attention grabbing and arresting vocal. Like,
yeah,
they can really, 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 really sing.
Yeah.
And they really, really, really sing really, really well together.
Yeah.
And you can't, like, country music is not particularly forgiving to the vocally incapable.
Right.
And so. You really have to have it. If the way they sing music, the way the songs that they write, the style they write in, you have to be able to sing the way they can sing in order for them to work, and they can.
And it grabs your ear, like you said. Like, it's just like, whoa, okay. Yeah.
And then the guitar work he does this crazy stuff live to make his guitar sound like all sorts of things.
Oh, really? Okay.
It sounds like a pedal steel. It sounds like a slide. He does some special stuff where if you close your eyes, you could think someone's playing pedal steel, and he's just playing his, I don't know what the gadgets are he uses. I'm not a gear guy.
He's got a whammy bar.
Pedals?
Yeah, I think it's a whammy.
Some pedals. Yeah, it's a whammy.
You wouldn't believe this guy's whammy work.
he's a whamspert. All right.
And then Dylan Earl comes on after that at 4.
And that's just Arkansas football.
Just Arkansas football.
They are, we talked about them before, they play the kind of country music that I know Matt and I grew up adoring, and I assume Sam as well, that what at the time was modern but is now like a kind of classic country.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
That era of country, the way Dwight is classic country now, the way Alan Jackson is classic country,
right,
the way Travis Tritt is classic country, that is the style of music that you might be reminded of.
Yeah.
And he writes really good songs.
Yeah, the songwriting is great.
Yeah, he really writes good tunes, and it's clear that, like, it's, like, you know, pays attention, like... He's a songwriter. Matt, yeah. You want to help me out here?
Yeah, well, it's not just throwback to sound like throwback. It's like it's genuine. Like,
yeah. It's not a shtick. There's none of this, like, the thing that we all find detestable about some of modern country music, where it's just sort of like they're picking these touchstones that they say out loud to make it sound like...
Yeah, it's like Mad Libs.
Yeah. Country by numbers. Yeah, exactly. That is not the case.
No.
They're just great, and... And their drummer's got a funny name, Dick Darden.
Ooh.
Yeah, funny name. But I also kind of put Dylan Earl and those boys in party jail a little bit, because we just...
You got drunker than hell and won't shut up?
Yeah. that's about right.
That'll get you put there.
Yeah, yeah. So I put them in party jail, and they woke up late.
Well, if he wants to make any cell block requests, party jail.
Yeah. So Dylan Earl, they've just finished rocking. They did a great, great, great job. And who's up next?
So the headliner of the show is John Howie Jr. and the Rosewood Bluff, who, you know, everyone knows John Howie Jr., $2 Pistols, and the Rosewood Bluff and solo stuff. Absolutely incredible that he is doing this show.
Yeah.
Plus, on top of that, he's got a new record coming out September 21st. So he's got new material. He's got stuff that you've heard before that you love. And playing a headline set at a day party at Person Street Bar. I mean, it's going to be awesome.
If you care about country music in any way, shape, or form, or are curious about country music in any way, shape, or form, that's the place to be on a Saturday afternoon. It's an easy way to dip in. If you, let's say you're not going to the festival, which I think you should go to Hopscotch. I think it's great every year.
Yeah.
And it's hard to, like, without sounding like, I don't know, whatever I sound like, but there are plenty of bands that play Hopscotch that are not going to play Raleigh if they're not playing Hopscotch.
Exactly.
And, like, yep. It's hard to say that, like, how to hammer that home, but heads up, people, like, Solange is not just going to roll through any old time. That doesn't always happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then particularly on some of these smaller bands that are, like, without, you know, like, Swearin', if they were coming through, would probably be playing in Durham, which is fine, but, like, there's certain shows that just don't happen unless you have the money and the cachet of a festival to create the reason for certain bands. Brian Jonestown Massacre was not going to play Raleigh.
Right.
It just wasn't going to happen.
Yeah. And the other thing, I mean, I've gone to every Hopscotch. We just don't miss it. Like, it's,
yeah, same.
It's, you know, we live pretty close to downtown. It's a downtown music festival. We're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And every single year I have the same experience where I either catch part of a band or I miss a band, and then, like, the next year, they're blowing up.
Massive.
Like, they're everywhere. They're playing, like, much bigger venues, and, like, it happens every single year. So,
in fact, Swearin' is reuniting as a band at this Hopscotch. Hopscotch, like, 3 years or whatever, how many years ago.
Yeah.
One little thing that always trips people out who didn't either live here at the time or this event wasn't, like, on their radar. I'm like, here's what it was like the first year. I saw Best Coast at Tiernanog, a shitty Irish restaurant.
Yeah, that was that too.
I saw Cults at that same shitty Irish restaurant,
uh-huh.
And now they're like on Apple commercials and shit, and sell out huge theaters.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see a band at Slim's that if they were to come through town, would be playing a much bigger venue.
Yeah.
And
it fucking drives me insane when people, the main gripe I think people always go to is that I don't want to pay that much because it's just a bunch of bands I've never heard of before. Okay, fine. Choose not to do that, but it just makes you sound like you don't care about discovering new things. Like,
exactly.
Like when I point to those examples of year one, I'm like, you maybe haven't heard of them, but not many people had heard of Best Coast then either. That's why they played Tiernanog.
Yeah.
Now you have heard of them, and you'll go
to the Ritz.
You'll go on Craigslist looking for tickets because the show is sold out, and you'll pay $100 for them.
Yeah.
But you didn't give a fuck enough. Like a year before that, you would just go see them at a small. Like,
I hear that all the time.
You're picking and choosing when you like get to care about.
I hear that too, and I'm like, well, I saw Danny Brown at CAM.
Hell yeah!
So,
and there's also bands sometimes.
I mean, there's a good argument right there.
Yeah.
I got bizarre and surreal, but it's true.
Yeah,
I got a picture with him afterwards.
Same. Did you? Nice.
Yeah,
hell of a guy.
He looked insane, and I think I didn't look very good either.
Well, you're not very photogenic.
I'm not. It's such
there's
a
bummer. Like is that true?
There's usually when the pictures come out of him, he's like got one eye closed or
okay.
He's making a weird.
It's gotten
so
bad that friend of the show, or enemy of the pod, however the fuck, Ashley Jenkins has a folder on her desktop of her computer called Enoch Blinking, and it's just a collection of like dozens of photos of me on
tremendous.
Facebook and Instagram and all over the place of me with my eyes closed. Now, sometimes if I'm with Ashley, I will intentionally close my eyes for the photo.
Sure.
So, like, hey, go ahead and throw that in the folder.
Yeah, put that in the folder.
It's bad. Sure. Not good. Anyway, Hopscotch is amazing. And also, one other thing is with the headliners, sometimes it's a big-ass band that you like and you don't, like, love. Okay, a good example is I don't know that I would have paid what the cost would have been to see Big Boy live if he was coming through town. But since I already had a wristband, I went and saw it. And
how
it was
fun was that?
Fucking awesome.
It was incredible.
It was so great.
Yeah.
And that's an example of someone who says to themselves, like, okay, I like the Flaming Lips, but I'm not a diehard. I personally do love that band. But I also get that, like, you may not be a diehard.
Yeah,
I'm not
a diehard. But
so if they were coming through town, you maybe wouldn't buy a ticket.
Yeah.
But now you've got a wristband, you'll go check
them
out.
The last time
it's going to be
incredible.
A great show. Yeah. So. This we're going to try and wrap this bad boy up. So, and Sam, I think I might know what the answer is, but what's the event or show or spot or day that you're most looking forward to at Hopscotch this year?
Other than that day party.
Other than the day party, which of course is great.
Most looking forward to it. Yeah, the day party is going to be great. Honestly, the one act that I saw when I first saw the lineup come out, the one that like really took me back was Vic Mensa.
Okay.
I am super stoked to see him. I'm a big fan.
And that is on Saturday?
That is on Saturday, and that's at the Basement.
Okay.
Which I was also really stoked about because that means that it's not a Lincoln Theater hip-hop show, like a Pusha T situation where it's like...
I believe it's Puss Hat.
Why? I'm not going to do it.
featuring Puss Hat and Wahahachi.
But that's a great venue. It'll be on time and he's an incredible artist that I'm very excited about. Thursday, I'm definitely going to check out Sleep because I didn't catch them the last time they came through.
Hell yeah, brother.
Burn one.
That should be really cool.
Weed is tight.
Definitely going to the Miguel show. My wife is very excited about that.
He's got some real serious jams.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like,
and also, there's a slight chance that he might Hulk Hogan leg drop someone's head, like that time he did at the MTV Movie Awards or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, that should be. I saw some videos of him performing with his band, and it's like the man can it's command an audience. It's going to be tremendous. I feel like an absolute moron for this, but going to check out The Revolution at the Basement.
Shit, that's not making you a moron. That's a good thing.
Well, what makes me a moron is when I was looking over the list when it first came out, I was like, I saw The Revolution. I was like, what a stupid name for a band.
And why are they so high billed?
Yeah, and I'm like, this is like, I've never heard of this band.
Okay, I see what's going on.
And then
here.
My friend Brian was like, he's like, hey, I'm not going to Hopscotch, but I really want to go see The Revolution. Are you going to go
You're
see
like,
them?
What the fuck I'm is like, that with this band?
Like, you're like, what really? Is this? It's a Starbucks situation? Some sort of like Spotify band?
Yeah, I was
never
like,
heard of?
I've never heard of him. He goes, isn't Prince and the? And I go, oh, right.
Yeah, hit pretty hard then, huh?
Okay, well, I guess I'm doing that then on Friday night. So
you ever heard of Prince? It's this fucking band.
That's right. So definitely excited to see that show as well.
That's good text. Have you ever heard of Prince?
Have you ever heard of Prince?
Yes, I have. Yes, Grandma.
Yeah, I have heard of the artist Prince, yes.
Yes, Grandma, I have. Cool.
You have?
You have.
Yeah. And then of course, going to check out Blue Cactus is playing, like we said, Hopscotch proper with...
That stacked order is...
That's incredible.
It goes Blue Cactus, and then... Is it then Zephaniah?
Then Zephaniah.
Then Zephaniah Ahura.
I was about to say yep. Zeph.
Then Sarah Shook and the Disarmers.
Then the
Jayhawks. And so those four in a row is... where I will be that night to give a spoiler for my upcoming Hopscotch schedule episode. Zephaniah Ahura, you may have heard on this pod when I said it was like the best country record I heard in bajillion years.
Incredible record.
Is also a very good example of someone who may not be able to play without Hops. If you look at his tour schedule, you'll see he is not a full-time touring all the time everywhere musician.
Not maybe couldn't, literally hasn't.
Yeah. yeah. He doesn't road dog it. He can only go when he can, and his band is
he
a
was
bunch
perplexed
of,
when Ashley came to buy a record at the show. He was like, well, I didn't really bring any with me. She was they don't have it at the fucking record store either. He's like, well, I guess I need to bring them some.
Yeah, at the point in time, it seemed like we were the only record store in America that had the record. Nowhere in Brooklyn had one, and we had anyway. It doesn't matter. But his band, they're all professional like studio musicians. They can't just bounce around and do whatever they want to all the time. So they can't just go to Slim's and hope it works out great. So they need the backing and the money from a festival to make it happen. So that's gonna be an amazing show.
It's a stacked lineup. Yeah,
and full band shows of. That thing is unbelievable, and he does such a good job. He plays so many like cool and interesting covers, so it's not just going to be the record. You're gonna hear a lot of cool stuff, so that's a massive
absolutely
thing for me personally. But so check that out. Absolutely check out the what's the official name,
The Day Party. So it's called All Kinds Radio.
There you go.
A Person Street Bar Day Party, All Kinds Radio, because the money is going to the Committee for Refugees and Immigrants, all people, all kinds, both kinds. It's you see where I'm going.
We did it.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. All Kinds Radio, a Person Street Day Party. Like we said, Pale Horse is going to be there, Chatham Rabbits, Blue Cactus, Dylan Earl, and the Mighty John Howie in Rosewood Bluff.
And then in between all of that will be you DJing and emceeing and talking.
Playing records and sweating. That's what I do best.
You'll probably play this whole episode in its entirety unedited.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
just the parts we cut out, though.
Earlier that day and the 2 days before that will be the Record Scotch pop-up store. And then on Friday, to remind everyone, will be Ott and Wahahachi. They'll be DJing. And then perhaps they'll be on... Matt and I doing a live
and
podcast.
Hey, if you walk by and see us doing it, you can be on it too.
Yeah, that's the other thing I was gonna say is, hey, if you want to be down there, we're gonna post some shit on the internet. Come down there and hop on mic.
Get your picture taken with Kevin Sweeney.
Oh God. Yeah, with coffee spilt on his shirt. And we can come down there.
Slob that guy is.
Matt said he's going for a sort of Baba Booey, is it? Going for a Baba Booey vibe.
I like to think of myself as the Baba Booey of the Nice Price Podcast.
See, it's funny because I don't know what that means. I've actually never heard that guy, so for Baba all I know, Booey. That's true.
He's sort of the butt of the joke a lot. He's just a goofy, like, he's just a dude.
Stern!
So straight stern with it.
So Matt's going to be the Baba Booey. I'm going to be doing what is
I'll take our, it. Been called better, been called worse.
All right, Matt's our Baba Booey. I'm our Dark Star. Come check us out at the Nice Price Podcast on at Wristband City at Record Scotch. And obviously like, subscribe, tell a friend, rate, review, all that good stuff. And go see the day show and tell everyone you know about all these good things. We love you. Goodbye.
Yep. Cutting all ties to you. Fall back on being old news. Try to do my best to lose my feelings for you. I'd give them up, but I don't want no help. I let my smoke out and find an empty tomb. In walks today I